Chinese Pilot.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? And much like a nursery rhyme, we're here to educate and entertain. And we have a horrible backstory most of the time.
Ooh.
Grim. Jack and Jill looking at you.
What's the...
Breaking crowns, fetching water. I'm sure it's got dark, sinister roots.
So Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Correct.
Jill fell down.
Jack fell down.
Mm,
smashed that crown.
And did he break his head?
Well, that's what they're implying, yeah. The crown of his head. And then Jill came tumbling after.
So they're both dead.
Yeah. But you know what? My daughter loves them.
And that's the point, right?
That is the point. Hey, we can't mess around today. We're doing one of the best movies of all time, supposedly. The Godfather, an absolute perfect movie according to many critics.
I'm going to agree.
Okay.
I know that we are on opposite sides of this.
Yeah.
But I think for its time, 1972.
For its time, it is a perfect movie.
Like, this is older than 50 years.
Yeah, I agree for its time. Today, I'm like, it's a bit long.
Yeah, it is. It's what, 3 hours?
There's so many scenes where I'm like, I'd edit that, I'd cut that. I don't need to see him put a bit of fruit in his mouth, chase around his grandson, and then collapse from a heart attack. We could have just had him have a heart attack. That's fine.
Yeah, but see,
I didn't need to see him walk up to the shop attendant, grab the piece of fruit before he gets shot down.
It shows he's a man of the people.
No, he's not a man of the people. He's trying to get it for free.
What it shows is that you don't have what it takes to win an Oscar.
That's true. But you've said that before.
Critics give it 97%, audience 98%.
Yeah, that, you know, I get it. I just think it's a bit long.
Then what's your problem?
Well, because I get why it's, at the time, it was the first of its kind. Now there's a million different mafia movies, so it's
true.
But at the time, like you said, perfect movie.
It kind of kindled the love of mobster movies, really, didn't it?
I do have one issue with it.
Okay.
The Godfather himself.
Vito Corleone.
He's like the
Marlon Brando.
Terrific performance. Get that. The iconic look of the Godfather, which is him in that suit.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot when rewatching this movie that he only wears it for one scene. And that's this opening scene.
Yeah.
And he's only wearing it because it's his daughter's wedding. Like, everyone kind of looks at that and goes, oh, well, Godfathers must dress like that. He's wearing a cardigan most of the time.
Yeah. That's like, actually a really good observation.
He's wearing old man clothes. And he's just like a chilled old man.
I guess he is an old man.
And it's only because he's only wearing that iconic suit, because the tuxedo and all that, because it's his daughter's wedding. He was dressing up anyway. And it's like, that's what the Godfather is. It's like, no, that's just a dad dressed up for his daughter's wedding.
Okay.
I'm going to wear the same thing.
Put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to a fancy dress party,
yes,
and you decided I'm going to
go as the Godfather. I'm going to wear a cardigan and have a bit of sliced orange in my mouth and run around scaring everyone's grandchildren.
You know,
and
then
have
a heart attack. That's actually pretty good.
I'm going to get my grandchildren. I have a heart attack in the tomatoes.
All right, you disproved my point.
Yeah, either that or a hospital gown where I'm dying, and they look over at my son and go, "Thanks for saving my life, son."
All right, this film is prime for Arnie.
It is prime.
I don't think Arnie's ever been in a mobster film.
No, he should be.
Yeah.
He's got the muscles for it.
So, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, The Godfather is a sweeping crime drama based on Mario Puzo's novel. Didn't know that. Never read it.
Didn't know.
It follows the powerful Corleone family. Is it Corleone or Corleone? Corleone family in post-war New York.
Now, that was perfect.
Thank you.
You've nailed that.
New York.
New York.
Hey, I'm New York in here.
Every time. Ethan's just sitting here going, where am I going to edit this? Oh, about here.
Led by the aging patriarch Vito Corleone. When Vito is targeted by his rivals, his youngest son, Michael Al Pacino,
who is so good in this movie.
Oh, amazing.
Yep.
Once reluctant to join the family business, rises to power, transforming into a ruthless mafia boss.
Now, Al Pacino discussed this movie, of course, at length with a lot of different podcasts, but Conan O'Brien, he mentioned that the whole time doing this movie, he felt like they didn't want him, essentially. They didn't think he was the right man for the role.
Yeah, he was an unknown, right?
And he was kind of like building up his performance. So like the start, you know, he's this kind of cool, like, you know, I just came back from the war, like this is my family, hey. And then he's kind of building to this, essentially the next version of The Godfather.
Mm.
But they couldn't see what he was doing. They were kind of like, oh, I don't think he's the right role for it. And he just, you know, proved them wrong, of course.
And now, like, Al Pacino, what a boss.
Yeah, and also it's kind of weird seeing him not get like really animated. you know?
Yeah, but be quite reserved.
He's
yeah.
very reserved throughout the whole film versus, like, now we expect him going, hey, what are you going on? It's me, Abachetta. But he doesn't do that once.
Say hello to my little friend.
No, like, friends are mentioned.
No, he didn't have any friends.
Should we draw a character?
Absolutely.
All right, let's pull go with, I've got, well, I've, yeah, we drew one. We've got Cowboy Who Can't Stop Quoting Fast and Furious.
How's a cowboy going to fit into an Italian gangster
cowboy
film?
Not only a cowboy, but a cowboy who can't stop quoting Fast and Furious. Do we know any quotes from Fast and Furious? Family.
Family.
That's it.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of family in this movie.
That is so true. Perfect character for it then. All right, cool. Well, let's get started then. Where should we add him first? Do we just start at the first iconic scene, I guess?
It's got to be the famous scene of, like, the wedding. He's... People ask him for favors on his wedding day because he's Sicilian.
And a Sicilian cannot refuse a request on his daughter's wedding day, which is not a fact, by the way.
It's not?
Okay. No, I've been to a few Sicilian weddings and I've been trying and I get nothing. I'm like, you're Sicilian, right? They're like, don't even think about it.
I started to believe that for a second.
Yeah, and I just rock around.
Which is funny because
yes.
my wife, who's half Italian.
Yes. Is she Sicilian?
She's Sicilian.
Yes.
And my father-in-law wasn't giving out favors on the wedding day.
Maybe he wasn't. You didn't ask. Did you ask her a favor? Think about it.
I feel like I should have.
Ask him. Next time you catch up, go, hey, quick one.
I just want to cash in that
if
favor.
If I had
that...
asked for a favor on the wedding day.
What have you done?
And he would have been like, of course. But I was waiting all day. I was sitting upstairs in a little room with a kitty cat. He didn't come in. Why didn't you ask me? I was ready.
I feel bad now. I should have.
He was waiting for you the whole time.
I could have had a wildly more successful career.
Do you remember as you were leaving with Lauren, you're walking away, holding hands, and he went like, no favor? You're like, what's this mean?
Yeah, it did seem weird at the time.
Yeah, now you
And then
get
he
it.
Put orange peels in his mouth.
And he chased you.
And he had he chased me all.
Let's do the opening scene, I guess. Arnie, I like him in line to ask a favor. Of the Godfather.
Don Corleone.
Because you see people rehearsing, they're getting ready to ask him, they're very nervous, and they're waiting for their moment to see the Godfather, to ask a question, ask her a favor. I want Arnie in that line with all the different people waiting for a favor.
All right. Here we go. What's my Marlon Brando sound like?
I don't know. We'll find out.
And of course it'll be yours. You can have 20 bouncy balls.
Thank you, Godfather. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, and your daughter looks beautiful today, so thank you so much for having us.
I appreciate you coming to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Thank you, thank you.
And asking me for this.
Yeah, I got a favor, Godfather. Mutual respect, though. My favor for you.
Luigi, come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
That is correct.
And you're going to ask me for a favor.
Yeah. My favor is my
business.
Luigi. Yes.
Let me ask you, what's your brother Mario up to these days?
Yeah, I haven't seen too much of him, to be honest with you. He's been, last time I saw him, he went down a drain pipe, and I haven't seen him since. Something about peach, he said? I don't know what he was talking about.
He always loved the fruit.
But I've got an issue to deal with. I've got a haunted mansion that is driving me bonkers. And I was wondering if you could help me out by giving me a huge vacuum cleaner so I could go suck up some ghosts. It's a GameCube game.
Well, I don't... You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding and
that's established.
For a cube?
Yeah, a GameCube. But no, a vacuum. I want a vacuum to go into the GameCube game to suck up the ghost of the Haunted Mansion.
Mr. Kirby, go deal with him.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God, it's coming up to my turn now. I'm so nervous. Okay, let me practice. Godfather, mucho respeto. You're so man. You're so cool. I love your cat and your suit. And hey, he's ready to
Who's
see you
next?
Now.
My time is precious. Who's next?
Hello, Godfather. Hi. I'm Arnie from the Austrian side of your family, just bordering Italy, of course, as we know.
Of course, you and I, your family, they fought in World War One. They won. You know the mountains, the Dolomites, the Dolomites.
Wow, you know a lot more than I expected, and I respect that about you, Godfather.
You were there.
First, can I give you a little kiss on the hand of respect, yes?
Have a kiss. One kiss.
Oh, okay. I thought wedding we'd do a little extra, but okay. No tang.
So, you come to me on the day?
Yes.
Of my daughter's wedding.
Established. Correct. I bought a little gift. I hope she likes glassware. But I need to ask you... A favor.
Of course, the Sicilian can't refuse a favor.
Yes.
On the day.
Yes.
Of his daughters.
Okay, yes.
Wedding.
Okay, you're cool. So my favor is actually, what are you drinking? What is that you have there? Is that like this little malt whiskey or something?
This is just a little whiskey to take the edge off on the day.
I would love the edge off. Can I have a little sip? Is that okay?
Of course, you can have a sip.
Thank you so much.
There you go. Next.
No. That wasn't my favor.
No, that wasn't your favor?
No, I just want a little taste. It tastes good, but can I have... No, I've got a proper favor to ask. I need help.
Okay, well...
I've got people who are bullying me and destroying my business. I need your help.
No, well, you should probably lead with that. Don't ask me for nothing else.
I didn't mean to... I didn't think that was the favor of the whiskey. Can I get another favor?
You come to me.
Oh, no.
On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
And ask me for two favors.
Two favors? I'm sorry.
I like you.
Oh, thank God.
Let me tell you the story, Joey.
Yeah, I'm listening.
About this schmuck.
What? Am I the schmuck?
He comes here and he asks me for all these favors on all the different days of
Favors, to be fair. One was not even really a favor.
And this guy doesn't even invite me into his home for... He's never invited me for a cup of coffee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Didn't invite me for a cup of tea.
Oh, no, because I don't really drink tea.
No Coca-Cola.
We have Pepsi family.
No Sprite.
No, because we do the 7-Up, if anything.
Not even apple juice.
No, we don't have apple
Orange juice.
Wait, a little bit, but that's for the kids.
You come to me today, you ask for two favors, and not even give me a drink, a sip.
No, I took your drink, if anything. You know what? I realized that this was a mistake. I'll see you downstairs on the dance floor. Yes.
What is your favor?
I was just wondering. Actually, before we go, where's the toilet?
Oh, the toilet's just over there.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to use the toilet in a second.
Next.
Okay. Ah, Carol! Perfect. Absolute perfection. I think that's how it would have gone. I would have been so nervous if I had to ask the Godfather for a favor.
I would be too, because what would you ask him? Are you asking for something illegal?
Well, that's ideally why most people go to him, right? You know?
Yeah.
But I would mix it up and just ask for something nice, you know? Like, just because it's like, I hear you can't, like, say, like, no, and he's like, okay.
I'd ask for a promotion.
And then I'd just be like, oh, can I, like, have a pet of your kitty cat? He'd be like, absolutely. He's like, that's all. I'm like, I just want to pet the kitty.
So you actually go in there being like, I'm not actually here for anything.
Yeah. And then I, like, really get, you know, in favor with the family.
Yeah, so you kind of, he comes out, you've left, and he goes, hey.
That guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. He didn't ask me for anything.
He just wanted to pet my cat.
And so, you, in a way, you're actually getting everything.
Everything. And then later, the favors come.
Yeah. That's actually smart.
When I'm married to the family.
Yeah.
Then I get shot at a toll booth.
Yeah, but...
my dream.
So, speaking of the favors,
yep.
One of the favors that is asked is from this, like...
The failing actor dude?
The failing actor dude. And he's like, I need you to get me a role in this next film.
Yep.
And it's where we get the famous, like, he puts the horse's head.
Yeah, because they go to Hollywood. And they try to make the deal happen nicely. It doesn't happen. So they threaten him by killing his horse that's worth, like, so many thousand dollars.
His racehorse worth 600 grand.
Yeah, which he's going to put out to stud.
Or whatever. No, it was before the 70s, wasn't it? It was, like, the 50s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he was going to put this horse out to stud. It was going to be, like, his big thing. And then, like, they kill it and cut its head off and it's in bed with him.
Yeah, yeah. Which is iconic scene.
Iconic, waking up in bed with all that
blood. I love the idea of Arnie as one of Don Corleone's kind of, what are they, like henchmen, I guess?
Family, henchmen.
Part of the family.
Yep.
He's going to the stable with his other Italian crony.
To cut the head off?
To cut the head off.
Yeah, okay, cool. Let's do that.
Okay, we've got to cut the head off the most expensive horse. Have you got everything we need?
I told you, Mario, I got everything.
Okay, cool. I'm a classic Mario, what can I say? So you've got the saw?
I've got the saw.
Do we need to sedate the horse first?
I mean, I've never...
I've got to kill it, right?
I've never killed a horse before.
I've never killed a horse either.
I've killed men.
Oh, I've killed men. I've killed women, children, you name it. I've killed everything.
I remember when you were hanging out and you kept stomping on all those turtles.
Yeah, I kept stomping a turtle. Actually, fun fact, they were a tortoise.
Oh.
Yeah, you could tell from the long neck when they went squishy. That's what I do.
So the question I got for you then is, how are we going to kill a horse?
Well, I've got my big saw, and I was thinking maybe we should sedate it first, because it would be kind of messy if we just go straight at the saw, you know? Also, they got a hell of a kick and a bite on them.
Did you bring, like, sedation?
No,
like
I got a brick.
So wait, hold on. Your plan of sedating the horse is to brick it in the head?
Yeah. Is that not cool?
I mean, I might as well just shoot it in the head.
Well, I've seen you shooting. You're not that good.
Hey, whoa.
Look at me. Honest. We can be real with each other here.
You're right, Mario.
You've got a terrible shot.
Ever since Mom raised us.
Yes.
Me, Luigi.
Yes.
You, my brother, Mario, with your...
The animal killer,
your Bartholomew. Thick Italian-American accent.
Correct. Almost from Jersey.
You're right. You have the better shot.
I have the better shot.
But I think we probably should brick the horse in the head.
Brick the horse is what I always say. What does this t-shirt say?
It says brick the horse.
Brick the horse.
And below it says I'm bricked up.
Absolutely. Well, hey, look at me. I'm bricked up, baby. All right, let's go find this horse. Let's ask that guy over there. Excuse me, sir.
Ah.
Hello. What are you doing here?
I'm stable keep.
Okay, cool. I like your cowboy hat. It's very cool.
Yeehaw.
What an adjustment.
Sorry, I had myself a bit of a...
Suddenly you had something in your throat.
I had something in my throat. What can I do you partners for?
Well, we're just looking for a horse. Are you the stable keeper here?
Oh, I'm a stable keeper, and I'm the keeper of family as well. It's all about family around here.
Oh, that's so beautiful. We love family.
Yeah, we love family. We love doing burnouts.
Burnouts?
Look at my shirt. What does it say? It says family.
Yep.
Burnouts.
Yep.
Steal DVD players.
Oh, wow. That's so cool in that order.
Yeah, yeah. So,
anything about NOS? Wait, let me turn around. Let me look at the back.
See on the back. What does it say?
Oh, you're sponsored by NOS. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So anyway, when I'm not doing family stuff, when I'm not doing burnouts,
yeah, yeah.
And when I'm not stealing DVD players,
yeah, help.
You'll find me here at the stables.
Excellent.
Looking after horses, because I'm also a bit of a cowboy.
Yeah, so I feel like as your employer, I'd probably want horses higher on your list of priorities, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry. You probably missed the fine print. It says, outside of work hour hobbies.
Oh, they'll say that. Sorry, it was so low near your crotch, I wasn't looking there.
See, if you look at my jacket as I put it back on, yeah, what does it say?
Oh, yeah, there it says. It says, horses are my life, and horses are my family, and family is everything. Yeah, okay, cool.
So there you go.
It also says, too fast, too furious. I don't know what that's about.
I like to go fast, and I like to get furious. Ain't okay. That right, my Italian friendo? Yeah, I like what this guy says. He's pretty cool.
Cool. Anyway, we're looking for a horse, like a really expensive horse, like it's like a racehorse, but now you're going to put it out to stud.
Are you talking yeehaw?
Right? It's so natural.
Y'all talking about that movie producer's horse.
Yeah, yeah, the horse. Yeah.
He's the second, third stable down. All right,
cool.
Stable four.
All right, cool. Well, anyway, I'm going to go check out this horse. I hear it's impressive, so don't mind me. I'm going to get going.
Hey, what you doing with that brick?
It doesn't matter, fool. I'm just going to talk to the horse,
Why
okay?
does your shirt say, I brick horses and I'm bricked up?
Well, because I'm bricked up.
You guys ain't here to kill a horse, are you? Of course we're not here to kill a horse.
He's not.
Well, that's good enough for me. Anyway, I'm going to put my noise-canceling headphones in because I'm going to watch me some of this Tokyo Drift.
Absolutely. It's a fine movie, sir. May I not recommend Hobbs and Shaw?
Bye. Hey, you guys have a good night.
See ya.
What was your name?
It doesn't matter. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Perfect.
I think you might be my new favorite character, that cowboy.
Which cowboy? He was in and out. Hey, he was an Italian cowboy at times.
Wait, we got there in the end.
And not the beginning, but...
You know how hard it is to switch between an Italian-American from New York and a cowboy?
I don't know. That's why I'm doing Arnie for the last two scenes.
Yeah, I know. You're very lucky.
Very lucky. That's what they call me. Next scene. I was thinking, there's that iconic scene where Al Pacino's character is looking for the gun in the restroom. So they've said ahead of time, they've gone in there, they've planted a gun in the restroom, and he's going to go in there, grab the gun, come out, shoot them both, and then he runs away to Italy and hides out.
Pretty intense scene, eh? Like,
awesome scene. And it's like, yeah, it's just that tension of like, okay, now's the moment. Can he find the gun? Then it's gonna, you know, everything's gonna go right. And it does. Like, they have the plan, it all goes right. But I love the idea of Arnie, maybe another Italian, I'm not sure, but someone there setting the gun up, because we don't see that scene. We don't see the scene where they've gone into the restaurant, obviously, day before, hours before, who knows. And they've actually put the gun away and hid it for him.
So you want Arnie to go put the gun in there?
I think that kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Wait, is Arnie putting the gun in there, or is he the proprietor of the restaurant?
Oh, dealer's choice.
All right, here we go. Tring.
All right, we're going to come in here and have ourselves some of this fine Austrian food. This wonderful restaurant, of course, tomorrow.
Welcome to my establishment. My name is Mario. No relation.
Of course.
I'm from Austria.
Of course, yes. We love the fine Austrian schnitzel at this restaurant.
Gentlemen, what can I do for you? Are here for a feed. I recommend the schnitzel?
Always do. We absolutely. We would love a table if that's okay.
Of course. Just for the two of us. Of course you can have a table.
Yeah, well, just the two of us. We just want a fine schnitzel.
Oh, you got a little friend. Hello down there.
Hey, I'm not that short, all right? Don't condescend me, all right?
To me, you're quite small.
Hey, that's enough from you, Short Steve, okay? We were talking.
Wait, hold on. He's called your name Short Steve.
Yeah, that's not very nice, but yeah, I
how
go by,
tall are you, Short Steve?
4'11".
Do you have a pram?
Only when I'm tired.
Okay,
you're sounding tired right now.
Anyway, so what are you in for here?
Oh, we're here to plant our feet on the ground and enjoy.
Shut up. We're here just to enjoy some fine cuisine. So if you could go and make us that schnitzel, that'd be great. And me and my friend are just going to grab a seat and sit down and maybe have a sarsaparilla.
A sarsaparilla?
Do you not serve sarsaparilla here?
We're Austrian. We don't do sarsaparilla.
Oh, what do you do?
We do beer.
Yuck.
You don't want beer?
No, I'll have a beer.
I mean, we do beer.
Maybe when you grow up.
Sorry, little man.
We're having some fun now.
We have a good rapport. An apple juice.
With a
bendy straw.
I would love that. That sounds really good.
Okay, all right. Enough from you, Short Steve. It's just a couple of questions before you get him his apple juice and high chair and a big schnitzel and a junior schnitzel for my friend. What's the toilet situation like? Like, how often are you cleaning the toilets here?
Oh, toilets. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it is the 50s, so I clean it like once a month.
Yeah, that's pretty clean.
That's a lot.
When was the last time that you cleaned the
yesterday?
Perfect. That is good.
So I'm not due to clean it for like a month.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Because modern medicine hasn't told us anything about the link between hygiene.
I imagine you just clean it with a splash of water.
Of course.
And no chemicals.
Sometimes just vinegar.
Yeah, cool.
That I, you know.
Yeah.
Found.
Like, okay, my next question is, it's the classic chain pull toilet.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't got that new technology with the button yet?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I don't believe it.
No, me either.
New technology scares me.
Hey, actually,
why you guys talk? Can I just grab that bag from you?
Yeah, here's the bag. You go off and you need to go to the toilet, okay?
Do you want the booster seat?
I don't need a booster seat, okay?
No, for the toilet you do. Look,
thank you.
No, wait.
Yep.
Just in case,
uh-huh.
This is some rock climbing gear.
Okay. I think you're patronizing me.
The ladder.
I'm going to take it, but I don't think I need it, okay? I'm taking it, okay?
Okay, bye, Short Steve. All right. Enjoy the toilet.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, so they're talking about the... Oh, no. Did he fall in?
I think he's fallen in. Short Steve? Short Steve?
Hello, are you okay in there?
Yeah.
What happened?
I fell in.
Do you need a towel?
No.
I can get you a towel.
No, I'll
get you a tea towel.
That's very funny. That's very good.
I think I'm just going to go home now. I'm covered in piss. I'm going to go home.
What about your schnitzel? You're not going to get your junior schnitzel?
He hasn't even started making it. He's been talking to you the whole time.
No, I put the order through.
And by the way, I just wanted to let you know that everything is in place. Wink.
Why did he say...
I don't get it.
Why did he say the word wink?
What do you mean? Everything's in place. You got piss all over you. Is that what you meant?
No, I mean the smoking gun is in place.
Why is he talking about a smoking gun? Wait a minute. Did you find all my pistols hidden behind the cistern in the toilet?
What?
Perfect. I love the idea, but yeah, he planned to get gun. There's like 14
guns. Four guns already there.
And he's like, oh, he gets rid of them, puts his gun there.
Why has no one done like a comedy spoof of The Godfather yet?
I'm sure there has.
Like, we've got so many cop spoofs. Like The Naked Gun, for example, is a classic cop spoof.
Yeah.
Why is there not a mafia spoof movie?
There must be one. But mainly because the mafia would shut it down.
Oh, they would.
Don't make fun of us.
There's nothing funny about the plot of the mafia.
Are we going to get shut down?
Probably.
Ah, man. Oh, well, we had to get right.
I got a favor owed to me.
Good to know. Good to know. Last scene, I feel like we have to do at least a version of this scene. It's the meeting of the five families, right? Because there's all this war going on between all the families. And at this point, Albacino, he's like hiding in Italy and they want to bring him home. And now the Godfather's kind of recovered from the shooting that he copped. So he's just trying to make peace with the families.
Mm.
And yeah, I like the idea of doing that. I like the idea of kind of, you know, we've seen that scene. Yep. Let's do the scene after, because there's going to be more than five families.
Oh, there'd be so many crime families.
So many crime families. So let's do that.
I think that went relatively well. Are you proud of all the success we've had with the five families? I think it went good. And you are my right-hand man after all.
Yeah, yeah.
Come here.
What do you want to
look
tell
at my
me?
Things to do today list.
Oh, we got to go tell the 10 families now.
Exactly. We made peace with the five families. Now we're going to talk to the other 10 families.
Well, I have to tell you that I have the families waiting. Would you like me to bring them
are
in?
Are they all in the same room?
They're all in the same room, however.
It's good they can all get along with each other.
I could bring them in one by one.
And by the way, if you couldn't tell, I am the Godfather, even though I'm not wearing a tuxedo, because I only wore that once during my daughter's wedding, and most of the time, I'm just wearing a nice little cardigan.
Of course, Don Corleone.
Yeah. What can I say? I like to dress up sometimes, but mainly only for daughter's weddings.
Okay, so...
And also, I have a bit of stuff in my cheeks. I'm going to talk a little bit more like this.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Where's the 10 families?
Do you want me to bring them in one by one?
I think that's the best idea.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
So, first family to come in is that we need to let them know is the Kennedys.
Ah, yes, of course, the Kennedys. Come here, Kennedys.
Yeah, Don Corleone is good to see you.
Oh, that's a grating voice. It's so beautiful.
We are so grateful for everything you've done. And we just hope that this will be a long and fruitful relationship, which would not end in any heads exploding.
Well, we love to hear that. So in honor of keeping peace in the region, I've given you a fruit basket.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yep, this is to signify the fruitfulness that will come from this relationship. And also a piece of wedding cake for my daughter's wedding. To signify peace. Next family,
thank
please.
You.
Thank you, thank you.
Don Corleone. I'd like to welcome in the Clinton family.
Are they all political families that we're going to be meeting?
Just the first two.
Because I will not talk to the Bushes. They know what they did.
They are not here.
And I don't think it's best for the podcast that we talk to the Obamas.
Are you sure?
No.
Get out of here, Obama. You're not meant to be here.
You're meant to be in Chicago. Okay, so this was, who was this?
The Clinton family.
Yes, of course. Bill, you look fantastic. How are you?
Don Corleone, it's great to be here and to talk to you.
Of course, yes. Well, for you and everything you provide my family, I have given you this fruit basket.
Oh, we thank you very much.
A piece of my daughter's wedding cake.
Wonderful. Now, question.
And these files labeled Epstein. All right, we'll get on out of here, you little scamp, and take Hillary with you.
Okay, Don Corleone.
Who is next?
The Flintstones.
The Flintstone family. I understand from the town of Bedrock. There, a page straight out of history.
I'd like to introduce you to Fred, Barney, and Wilma.
Okay.
Hey, it's me, Fred Flintstone.
Yes, for you, a fruit basket.
What?
And a piece of my daughter's wedding cake.
Delicious.
And this giant stone.
No way. Wilma! Check out this stone.
And a giant steak that's too big for the side of your car. And we'll fall over.
Yabba dabba doo. That'll be for you, Barney.
See you later. Wow, this is going so well. We are making peace with three families so far, with seven more to go.
And the way, I'd like to now bring in Tony Soprano from The Sopranos.
I'm very curious to hear how this one's going to go.
Me too.
Tony, come in here, Tony.
Hey, Don Corleone, it's me, Tony.
You're looking fantastic.
You're looking fantastic as well. Hey, why don't we catch up sometime? We'll share a bit of gabagool.
Yeah, have the fruit baskets.
I love the fruit basket. As you can see, I'm a little bit of a bigger gentleman, so I'm going to need to have a bit more fruit to slim down.
It's a fruit cake. Well.
Great.
Speaking of cake, I've given you a bigger slice of my daughter's wedding cake.
I gotta go see my therapist.
Okay, that makes sense.
Damn,
don't
she's
don't talk
hot.
About us. Don't you talk about the family.
Hey, my lips are sealed.
Don't talk
After
about
all,
the
you make me deals I can't refuse.
It's what I do. All right, see you later, Tony. Say goodbye to the family for me as well.
Don Corleone, speaking of the deal.
How many is this, four?
That was four.
Oh, wow.
Number five.
Okay. I'm getting very tired. Remember, I was shut up recently and made a full recovery.
That's all right, we'll make him quicker.
Okay.
Anyway, so speaking of deals,
yep.
This guy knows the art of the deal.
Oh, no. I don't want this guy.
His name is Donald Duck.
Oh, I like him. From, okay, bring him in.
From the Scrooge family.
Okay, come on in, come on in, come on in. Fruit basket, piece of cake, get out.
Okay, we're almost done.
Thank God.
I'd like to welcome in the wild thornberries. Sorry.
It's an absolute pleasure, Godfather. Baby. Let me get. Oh, Donnie, grab the fruit basket, Donnie. And don't forget the piece of cake.
Yes, of course, Nigel. You're my number one friend. Come over here.
Oh, God, Roddy, you're so nice to me.
But that was a pleasurable experience. I do like Nigel and his family. Maybe with the rest of the families, we just say we just done it. we just say, for the rest of you, have some cake, have some fruit. Peace in the family. Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
Oh, gosh.
I think it's safe to say we've added Arnie, even as the Godfather, where we didn't mean to.
Oh, I could not contain that, though.
If you enjoyed the podcast, I hope you did. Please give us some likes and 5-star reviews on Spotify or anywhere where you get your podcast.
Oh, I'm actually crying tears of laughter.
And keep an eye on our socials. And, thanks for listening.
Corey, get yourself together, man.
I'll do this with my hands.
It's called jumping over a stick.